Happy New Year! It's a new year, guys. Happy 2022! I missed you guys. I really did. But I hope that you guys enjoyed your time off. You guys had time off and enjoyed all the festive holidays we just finished having. Welcome back here. My name is Josie with Josie Says Posta Cabron. If you guys haven't done so, let me direct you guys to my Instagram. I'm going to leave it down here for those who are watching me on YouTube. For those who are listening on my podcast, it is Josie Says Posta Cabron podcast on Instagram. Guys, when I tell you guys that I ran to my car to do this as soon as I could, I ran to my car. Okay, maybe I didn't run to my car, but I did skip to Maluma, darling, to my car. So I'm going to comment on this, guys, because usually I don't do a lot of celebrity stuff. I think I did ones with Vanessa, Brian, but that's about it. So again, guys, if you're new here, I would love for you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, to go ahead and hit the subscribe button and the like button. And I am always, always eager to see your guys' comments down below. And especially on this one, you know, since I didn't ask first. And for anybody listening to me on Spotify or on a radio, guys, don't forget to subscribe on there too and add me. And that way, so you guys know when I upload another awesome episode. So let's get right to it, guys. It has been confirmed between Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. I know. I don't know how to say their last names. But Khloe K., that he is indeed the father of his third child he had with this other girl. I think her name is like, guys, I forget her name. I'll pop it up here somewhere. So let me read you guys what he posted, okay? He said, today paternity test results reveal that I fathered a child with Morali Nichols. That's her name, Morali Nichols. I take full responsibility for my actions. Now that the paternity has been established, I look forward to amicably raising our son. I sincerely apologize to everyone I've hurt or disappointed throughout this ordeal, both publicly and privately. Guys, that was perfect. He should have ended there, right? But this is the part that I really got ticked off of. And this is why I feel like I have to be here on Josie Says Posta Cabron, giving my opinion. Khloe, you don't deserve this. You don't deserve the heartache and humiliations I've cost you. You don't deserve the way I treated you over the years. My actions certainly have not lined up to the way I view you. I have the utmost respect and love for you. Regardless of what you may think, again, I'm so incredibly sorry. Guys, I really feel he shouldn't have said that part at all, because now he sounds like a narcissist, right? So anyways, here we go, guys. Why am I updating this? Why am I talking about this? I'm going to tell you guys on 3 points, guys. I'm going to try to do 3 points on why I feel that this is evidence of a lot of things that we should take as a lesson. The first thing you should learn about this Tristan and Khloe thing is that first, women, or men, because men, this could be the vice versa, always listen to your other significant partner's actions. Listen to the actions. And I don't know what you're thinking, Josie, listen to the actions. Yes. In other words, pay more attention of what they act like versus what they are preaching to you. Actions speak louder than words. It's very cliche, right? But it is like so necessary on this thing. Tristan has cheated on Khloe maybe about more than 10 times, right? And a couple of them were very, very public about it. I think the one of them, or the first one I ever heard about, and I may be wrong, guys, because I really don't have 100% knowledge of it, is when he cheated, or allegedly cheated, with the little sister Kylie's friend, Jordan, right? And in what I remember when I see the commercials for the clipping up with the Kardashians is that she was like screaming at Jordan, or somebody was screaming at Jordan for, how dare you? You're supposed to be family, blah, 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 right? Khloe was screaming at her. Okay. She should listen to those actions right there. If he was willing to allegedly cheat with you with a close family friend, what does that tell you about him? What does, but she didn't listen. Also, guys, this is a kind of intertwines with what I'm going to say with part three of what we can learn about this. But so keep that in mind. So what I want to know, or what I want you guys to take out of this situation, what I feel we should take out of this situation, is always listen to the actions. That's why when I, and honest actions, not just for a reason, because I do feel like Tristan loves the Kardashian name, I can't even say their name. He loves that title. He loves to be a somebody once it started being with Chloe, I didn't know who the heck this guy was. And I like basketball. But once it, you know, Chloe was tacked to it, then he became a somebody. And I think he loved that idea of being somebody versus being with Chloe. And I think Chloe did what a lot of girls do when they have still have not found the one. Still, you know, you're 30. Oh, my God. Society says I'm getting old. And I think she settled. I think she just settled, guys. I think at first it was love. And then after that, it was just settling. So one thing we should take out of this is listen to their actions, not the words. The second thing I think we should take out of this is careful how quickly you dismiss a situation, i.e. when Chloe met Tristan, he had a girlfriend of 4 years who was pregnant with his child. He decided, I'm going to leave. Again, very, very selfish guy. That right there, she should have paid attention to that action and not dismiss so quickly that situation. Okay. I heard someone say, the way you find them, the way you meet them, is the way you're going to lose them. I think she moved in very quickly, dismissed the girlfriend's relationship, didn't pay attention to that. If a man cannot be loyal to his 4-year-old girlfriend who's pregnant, what makes you think he's going to be loyal to you? Now, I know you guys might be thinking, right, for those who are in this situation that are going to get triggered, oh, but he didn't love her anymore and it just happened that they got pregnant and blah. Okay, we are all grown people here and we all know how to prevent pregnancies. So that's my thing. If you knew that shit was going down with this 4-year relationship, why create another human being? There are different ways of doing it. But it just happened that he found a Kardashian that was attracted to him, became very selfish and said, you know what? I need eyes on me and the hell with my girlfriend, right? Of course, he's always going to say he's going to be there for the child because everybody's going to be there for the child. He just need Chloe. And the fact that Chloe dismissed that as a red flag lets you know what happens when weak women get really not desperate, but you know, like I said, society has it that we have to be married and with children and all that at a certain time of your life. I feel like Chloe just settled again. Oh, well, if the pregnant girl is crying and she probably hit up Chloe and all that, I'm going to be there for him. And that's going to show my loyalty to him, which is very, very different from him showing loyalty to her. So the last thing that I think we should take from this is that girls are not at fault. The other women will never be at fault. Okay, maybe 10%. I feel like that this girl, what did I tell you guys her name is? Maralee Nichols. She knew, right? And if she didn't know, what's his face? Was wrong, you know, lied about it. I think that if Chloe wasn't involved with Tristan and they were on that break or whatever, then it's fine. He could do whatever he wants. But mind you, when this woman got pregnant, okay, she had posted a post for his birthday about how what's meant to be will come back and all this other thing. I pray that Chloe really gets it this time and doesn't settle, because I'm not going to permit her saying what she has said in the past. I do it for sake of our child. I think once you start using the for the sake of the child excuse, or we have to stay amicable and all this other stuff that is just a bunch of bull crap, that's how you know there's an issue. That girl, she has yelled at everybody, right? Publicly, because I haven't heard her yell at Tristan or talk her shit to Tristan or anything, which bothers me, because I'm not saying have a public reaction to it, but when you don't, that means you are keeping it cool. So later down the line, there still be a chance of reconciling, because she has yelled at your Jordan. She has talked shit about all the other girls. You know, when she was pregnant, he cheated again. There's another red flag, guys, that she didn't pay attention. You're about to have this kid, this man's child, and he cheated on you. And you still allow him to be in the hospital because the child's sick. The child's not going to remember if daddy was there or not. But again, she let it slide, right? So she wasn't mad at any of the people, any of the girls. She wasn't mad at him for cheating on him, what she was mad at these girls. Again, once you don't realize that the girl is at fault versus that the girl is not at fault, you really start need to analyze yourself. Tristan is the one that needs to be blamed and trashed. He is a narcissist to the max, like I said. The fact that he says, I have the most utmost respect for you, is still humiliating her. That was a huge contradiction right there that he posted. That's why I'm so mad that he posted. Because you don't have the utmost respect for her. I think what you do respect is the fact that she made you somehow famous. You tagged onto her, right? And now you're tagged onto her forever because of the child. So I think that's what you do respect. Because I said, like I have mentioned on the 3 points, you don't show respect by cheating. You don't show respect by humiliating her. And you know what? That's another thing. I don't know why people are saying, I hope Chloe doesn't, you know, has been humiliated enough. Why does his action have to make her feel a certain way? I wouldn't call that humiliation. I think he needs to be feeling the humiliation, like, oh my God, I am trash. But again, he's a narcissist, so he's not going to feel that way. I really don't understand why they're saying Chloe should feel humiliated. You know, I mean, I think she should feel stupid for her decisions. But in the end, guys, let me tell you guys something. In the end, if she decides to stay with this man for the child's sake, which would be so stupid because now there's a baby mama below her, it's going to be her decision in the end. And then I don't think anybody can have any more saying or be on her side or all these other stuff, you know, that people are doing right now, like Team Chloe and everything. I just feel, guys, that I hope that this situation teaches you guys. Another thing that she used to do a lot is always criticize her sisters for staying with cheaters or always opening up her big mouth that I wouldn't, I shouldn't, I would never. I feel that we need to be very careful onto saying I would never without have ever been in that situation, right? So I could tell you now that, you know, almost being 40, I would never accept anybody cheating on me ever, ever again, ever in my life. That's a fact. Why, you guys might say? Because I've been through that. I know about that. I know, like, it has proven, once a cheater, always a cheater. She used to talk a lot. And now that she's in this situation, she's allowed her man, or whatever you want to call her, to cheat on her more than a few times. It's been almost a dozen times, guys. Almost a dozen times that he got caught of. Right. So I think, too, that we need to be a little bit more careful when we do speak on stuff that we are not having gone through. That's why I tell you guys a lot that if I speak on something on here on Josie Says Puta Cabron, and it is my opinion, it's because I've gone through it, and that's my side of the story and how things I would think do things, right? Kind of like when people don't have children and they tell you, oh, I would never let my kid do this, I would, and then they have children and you're like, wait a minute, I thought you had said, right? So that's why we have to be careful what we speak, because we don't know what the future has in store for us. I think Chloe did a lot of that too. But like I said, to each his own until you are a public figure. Because like I said, she did not listen to the actions versus what he was saying, right? The actions were, I don't care about you. I cheated on you once. I get it. A slip up. Something happened. But when you're done it more than a few times, 10 times, and a couple of those were publicly, you should have listened to those actions, okay? There's a way of staying very amicable. Is that the word, guys? With each other for the kid versus trying to make something out of it and using the kid as an excuse to still be with him. That's two different things. So she didn't listen to the actions. She didn't pay attention to the way how he got her. She got him, you know. He left a 4-year relationship, pregnant 4-year old, 4-year relationship to be with her. And she found that to be okay. You have to pay attention how these men are treating their outside people that they so said they care for. You have to pay attention to that. And you cannot be afraid to be lonely because you think this guy just might be the chance. They can smell desperation. Narcissist people can smell desperation. And I think that Tristan smelled the desperation in Chloe and attacked. And 3, Always know that you are yelling at the wrong person if you think you're going to yell at the girl they cheated with. The girl is not at fault 100%. I'm going to say 10% of fault, yes, but 90% of the time, if the guy has told you that you guys are in a committed relationship, it is his doing to say, no, ma'am, you do not get to touch none of this. Because when you think about it, guys, when he was, because she said that he flew her in more than a few times, the new baby mama number three, to be with him. So when he flew her in and had to make up a reason why he couldn't go back home, and let's say Chloe was calling, hey, babe, where you at? What are you doing? He sat there and conscientiously lied to Chloe. Oh, nothing, babe. I'm going to call it a night. Oh, me and the boys, we're just going to grab some drinks. Blah, 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 blah. Right? And if you think the boys are going to rat him out, man, dime con quién te juntas y te diré quién eres. Tristan is smart to only hang around with scum, because scum will not tell on scum. And he probably has some they have some benefits of it too. They get to be friends with Tristan. So the fact that he sat there and lied to her while they were going back to, with each other, after she posted a thing on Facebook, on Instagram about, oh, what was meant to be always comes back, he still had the audacity to call her, fly her in more than a couple times, mess without her without protection, and conceive a child. All that, when you think about it, if Chloe wants to forgive all that, good for her. If not, I am sorry. This will confirm to me that it doesn't matter how pretty you are, how rich you are, and how much you have it all. Your mental health, and if you don't know your self-worth, none of all that matters. She got skinny. She bought the body. She has the money. She has the name. All that doesn't matter. She still got cheated on, and she still doesn't understand her self-worth. And that, guys, knowing your self-worth, it is worth more than any money that all the Kardashians can have put together. That's all I'm saying, guys. Guys, pay attention to this situation because it is public. It had to be made public. And pay attention to later down the road of how things are supposed to. And if you're in this situation that you find yourself similar to Chloe's situation, which I know a handful of situations right now that are going on that are like this, pay attention. Pay attention. Because I don't believe you'll look stupid based on his actions. I think you'll be humiliated and looked at being stupid for your actions. So I don't think Chloe should feel humiliated because of his actions. I think she should be humiliated and feel like ashamed because of her decision to stay with him after it has been laid out to her more than a couple of times. He does not care for you. And the fact that he still tries to insinuate he still has the almost respect for her, that's the part that irked me. Because obviously, the cards do not show he feels that way towards her. The cards show that he thinks he's entitled and he deserves more. And now that he's known, not because of how he plays basketball, but because who he attached his name to, that's a narcissist for you. A selfish narcissist. So, what are you guys' opinion? This came out of nowhere, guys. So, you know, if it sounds like I'm all over the place, that's exactly why it sounds like it, because it is all over the place. But when I saw that, I just said, what? Oh, no, 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 no. And I hope, like I said, you guys learn. And this could be vice versa, too. Men, if you're in the situation where a woman cheats and cheats and cheats, but, oh, my gosh, she's so gorgeous, and she has this, and she makes me look good, and then just know that men also need to know their worth and understand that, oh, no, 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 no. We got to let you go, girl. That is it. I have for today, guys. I hope you guys love or enjoy this first episode of Josie Says Por Ta Cabron. It will be my third year this year. I'm so excited. Yay, 3 years, guys. So, like I said, don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment down below, or hear me on Spotify. Share my my episodes, and I will see you guys hopefully by Friday. We'll have another one, and all your guys' awesome responses to another question I posted on my Instagram. So definitely go on to Instagram and follow me so you guys could be part of those discussions. Till then, guys, I will see you Friday, God willing. Bye.